Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now, ESPN's Katie Nolan, host of Always Late, and she's here with the Dos Equis College Football College Professor Katie Nolan on Ben and Woods. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi, I hope you enjoy college radio, because that's what we're
doing. It's college football, college.
I heard one of you say you were hyperventilating.
That's me.
Then I got muted. I heard nothing else. And then I just heard you guys come back laughing. So what I want to know is what just happened.
Literally nothing. We sat in silence as we waited. I call it experimental radio. So we just sat in silence until we came back. But it is a pleasure to have you on with us. We are both, all of us, actually big fans of your work. So thank you for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I love to wake up super early. Wait, what time is it where you are?
It's 5:45 a.m.
That's disgusting.
It's
ridiculous. That's part of the problem here. We were vamping for a couple of minutes at 5:40, and we realized we can't do it at 5:40. Maybe at like 8:30 we can fill a few minutes, but we're not. I've had four sips of coffee.
5:40. Ew.
This is the college class that you skip, right? 100%. College professor Katie Nolan.
I never had morning classes, but you know, now that I'm the teacher, now that I'm on the other side, I got to start waking up early in the morning.
Yeah, so tell us how this works, because I like to trash talk. I'm a trash talker, but mine's always really mean. I go for the jugular. I don't do it in like a fun, cool way like you. I'm like, hey, shut up, Chubbs. You know, things like that. That's my diss.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say, I appreciate you using me as an example of as the fun, cool way, but I, too, have crossed a line in my day.
It's so hard.
I think, yeah, you're like, we're going back and forth, and then you say something, and you just see their face switch, and I did it again.
Cross the line.
Again, I was too mean. Yeah, so at the Dos Equis College Football College, where I am a professor, you know, we'll teach you where the line is, how to find it. And the most important thing about any argument is less about how you do it. It's more about just winning.
Yes.
I think you guys can agree.
The only thing that matters.
Exactly. So the actual beauty of the class is that if you take it and then you pass the course, which, don't worry, I'll put in a good word, you get a certificate you can print out. And then basically anytime you fight with your friends about college football, you can just point at the wall and be like, oh, I'm sorry, do you have a degree from a beer college? And they'd have to say no, because they wouldn't. And then you win. So you don't have to worry about crossing the line.
So this is
pointed a piece of paper on the wall.
So this is really just an excuse to drink some Dos Equis and just talk smack at your friends. Because I'm definitely down for that.
I was going to say, I feel like you're seeing through my brilliant plan, which was to make that my job.
Exactly.
So I'm going to turn in my first homework assignment here. I wanted to come up with one. So Woods just told me that today is the 150th anniversary of the first college football game won by Rutgers 6-4 over Princeton, and now we're still waiting for win number 2 from Rutgers.
Oh, man, Benny. Oh,
hi-yo.
Katie, I'm so sorry.
I thought that was a pretty good one.
That was okay. It's 5:45. You can't have a bar much lower than 5:45 in the morning.
That just gave me the pee shivers, Ben.
Sorry. All right, serious question for Katie Nolan. We did get the first college playoff rankings released yesterday. And in a mild surprise, the defending champs are in fifth place. Now, I know you're not supposed to, you know, panic about the first rankings, because it's only the last rankings that matter. But should we read anything into the fact that Clemson is behind Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Penn State at this point?
No. I mean, I think, you know, it's not a controversial statement to say the ACC is the weakest conference. I think that it's also exciting, the four that we have, because, you know, some people are against the committee. It's a weird thing that we all argue about every week at this time. But look, we got LSU Alabama this weekend, so there's going to be movement there. Ohio State plays Penn State later in the month. So to see four teams that, you know, there has to be movement just by nature of who's in it. And then to see the defending champ on the outside of it, that's the most excited I think you could be for college football, right? Like, I think that's kind of the ideal.
It is, and we talk all the time on our show. Again, we're joined by Katie Nolan here on Ben and Woods this morning. We talk all the time about dynasties and is this good for college football? And, you know, I love it. I really do. And I'm not really a huge fan of any of these teams, but I love to see greatness. I love to see dominance. I'm okay with not seeing a lot of parity a lot of the time in college football. How do you feel about that? Do you like seeing these, you know, essentially three or four teams cycle through this every single year, Katie?
No. See, so I went to Hofstra, which has no football team
Correct.
Anymore. So I'm not like a huge, I never had this, the like, I don't know, the really passionate college football attachment that many people have.
Yes.
And let me be perfectly clear, I'm so jealous of that. Like, that, you know, that fandom feels like it runs so deep in college football fans.
Like psychotic so, sometimes.
Like, yeah, it's a little insane sometimes, but I bet being on the inside of it is the coolest. So, like, I don't really have that, but I obviously love, you know, well, any excuse to watch sports, I'll take. So I for me, as a kind of outsider college football fan, I like seeing as much chaos as possible. I embrace, like, put somebody crazy up there. Let me see it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, as somebody who mostly spends most of my childhood watching professional football, like, having there be some schools that you're always going to see over and over, it's kind of just the nature of the way the system's built, and I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think you love a story about a team you weren't expecting to make an incredible run, but at the same time, it doesn't diminish that you can enjoy just watching great programs execute great football.
Well,
I think we people get too mad about it, but I mean, also, I don't want Alabama, get them out of there.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are the not crazy teams, LSU, Alabama. They play, obviously, on Saturday. I won't ask you to break down that matchup. We'll see what happens on the field. What I will ask you is, how important is that game? Because I know the haters on the college playoff who wish that the AP still elected a champion at the end of the year will say, well, this diminishes this game because, you know, it's not as important as it would have been otherwise before we created this college football playoff. I'm not a big fan of those people, Katie, but I want to hear your opinion.
Man, talking about college football is just talking about the fans who complain in a way different than you complain. Isn't that
so true? Yeah.
It's like, some fans say this, and I hate those people.
But I say this.
No, I think it's exciting. Again, like, I am still, like, trying to figure out where my allegiances lie. I love LSU. I have a producer on my staff named Pat Gunther who went to LSU. He's a huge fan in a very hilarious way. So I'm pulling for them. Also, Ed Orgeron, like, what a guy.
The best. The best.
Like, I just don't, like, the him and, like, Mike Leach's of college football, I'm like, man, you guys are everything to me, and I would love to be your friend. So, like, I don't know. To me, I think it's exciting to have this matchup this weekend. That way we're not saving everything for the bowl games, or you're not like, oh, when am I supposed to get excited? Or, oh, look, it's the usuals, and nothing's going to change. Like, we have four teams, two of them, they're going to play each other. There's going to be movement in the top four. Like, this is the exciting stuff, I think. But what do I know? I'm just a college football college professor, you know?
Katie, have you heard pitch shifted Ed Orgeron?
No.
They took his voice, which is very deep, and they shifted it down about, I don't know, 40 octaves.
They shifted it down?
Shifted it down.
Sounds like Satan. Picture like a kidnapper, like a ransom recording.
No. And, yeah,
Paulie, pretty cool. I got it.
Paulie can play it for you. Check this out.
It's great to see all those young backs out making some strides. I thought we did a very good job playing football.
Is that not the greatest thing you've ever...
I thought you guys were going to say, like, you tried to speed him up like a chipmunk, but because he's at Orgeron, like, it just still sounded like an old man.
Just sounded deep.
No, we zig when you think we're going to zag to the show.
Oh, my God.
It's the greatest...
That's crazy.
It's the greatest thing ever. One more question from me. We're talking to Katie Nolan here on Ben and Woods. And listen, I know you're a college professor, but I wanted to ask you, obviously, the big story. We're in San Diego. We lost the football team 3 years ago. And now, you know, the reports came out. The Chargers may be exploring London. We had a big laugh about that. So where you work, obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of buzz about that. What do people say about the current state of the Los Angeles Chargers at ESPN?
Wow, what a question. I know you may think that we sit around and talk about all Charger-related things all the time.
No,
and I'm not.
Somebody
I'm
does.
Not saying it's, I'm not saying it's not true. I mean, man, do we spend hours on end discussing the Los Angeles Chargers.
I feel like an idiot
now. In the break room, by the coffee machine, at the printer, at the water cooler. It's just constant hot goss about the L.A. Chargers.
All right, I just got pumped.
Every time she runs into Trey Wingo and SVP at the cafeteria, it's
so,
the first thing
London.
They're talking about, Woods.
I feel like an a-hole right now.
All right, Katie, last thing for me on the Dos Equis College Football College. San Diego State tends to hate BYU, and they're playing BYU in basketball and football in the next couple of weeks. Now, religion, I feel like, is off limits for the dissing, but the age thing with BYU is always priceless for San Diego State fans because their players tend to be like 24 years old and bald, and that's always a great source of material. Is that fair game?
You know, as the professor, I must remain neutral. I'm not going to tell you what's fair game and what's not, but I will say absolutely use that, but don't say that I said that you should use that. But making fun of 24-year-olds for being old is certifiably hilarious. And so as a teacher right now, if we were in person, I'd be winking at you like, yeah, no,
I can't
tell you if you can or can't. But yeah, I'm winking and I think that you should do it, but don't, you know?
Well, Katie, this was a pleasure. It more than made up for the awkward 4 minutes of silence that we preceded this interview with. And anytime we get a chance to do it again, we will promote whatever you want us to promote to get you back on the air.
Oh, wow. Quite a promise. Well, how about right now we just tell everybody to go to dosequis.com/edu and take the quiz and pass it and be a graduate of a beer college, because what else are you going to do today?
That's true.
Thank you, Katie.
I'll do it right now.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. This was a blast.
Thank you.
It was fun. Katie Nolan, again, with College Football, Football College from Dos Equis, and also the host of Always Late on ESPN2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.